Nolte, Andrew Cuomo is seventh powerful New York Democrat ousted in disgrace since 2006. By John Nolte on August 11, 2021. In just 15 years, no fewer than seven powerful New York Democrats have been forced to resign in disgrace. That includes New York's last three governors, three in a row. On top of the governors, there was also an attorney general, a state assembly speaker, a state comptroller, and let's not forget a convicted sex criminal named Weiner. Disgraced former Governor Eliot Spitzer, DNY. Governor Eliot Spitzer resigned in 2008 under the weight of a mind-boggling scandal involving his use of prostitutes. Spitzer served as governor for only about 15 months. Spitzer succeeded Governor George Pataki, a Republican who served three full terms and chose not to run for a fourth. Disgraced former Governor David Patterson, DNY. Lieutenant Governor Patterson succeeded disgraced former Governor Spitzer as governor in 2008, and in 2010 announced his intent to run to complete his full term. A myriad of scandals forced him to withdraw. No less than the far-left New York Times said it uncovered credible allegations Patterson tampered with witnesses in a domestic abuse case. Patterson also abused his office to obtain free New York Yankees tickets. Eventually, the Commission on Public Integrity said Patterson lied about accepting free World Series tickets and fined him $62,125. Disgraced soon-to-be former Governor Andrew Cuomo, DNY. Cuomo succeeded Patterson, and now Cuomo's resigned in disgrace over multiple credible sexual harassment claims. His legacy will also include 1. Pouring coronavirus infection into vulnerable nursing homes, which likely killed thousands of seniors, 2. Wasting valuable resources to arrange for VIP China flu testing for his friends and family, including brother Chris, and 3. Being stupid enough to use Frito as his consigliere. Disgraced former Congressman Anthony Weiner, DNY. After Breitbart News reported on the married Weiner to a top Hillary Clinton aide, no less, sexting and then lying about in May of 2011, he was eventually forced to resign from Congress a couple of weeks later. 2 years later, Weiner seemed well on his way to a comeback in his run for mayor of New York. But this was scuttled after it was discovered he was not only still sexting, he was sexting with underage girls. As a result, he served 21 months in prison and is now a registered sex offender. Disgraced former State Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, DNY. In 2015, Silver was forced to resign over credible allegations of kickbacks and bribes. In 2018, he was sentenced to 7 years in prison but earned an early release a couple of months ago due to the China flu pandemic. Disgraced former State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, DNY. In 2018, Schneiderman, who struck a public pose as a strident male feminist and anti-Trumper, was forced to resign after four women credibly accused him of physical abuse. Disgraced former State Comptroller Alan Hevesy, DNY. After resigning as State Comptroller in 2006, Hevesy pleaded guilty to defrauding the government, a felony that came with a $5,000 fine and being barred from ever again holding public office. 5 years later, Hevesy served 20 months of a 4-year sentence for accepting $1 million in bribes from a state pension fund investor. It should be noted that two powerful New York Republicans were also forced to resign during this same time. In 2008, Republican State Senate Majority Leader Joseph Bruno was forced to step down over federal charges involving mail and wire fraud. In 2014, he was acquitted at trial. In 2015, Republican State Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos resigned and was eventually convicted of corruption charges in 2018. He served about half of a 4-year and 3-month sentence. New Yorkers sure can pick him. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.